From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's Senate approved a bill Tuesday to allow judges to re-examine the cases of juveniles sentenced to life without parole. As Benta Berkelin reports from the state capitol, the measure comes in light of a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court decision that said those sentences could only be used in extraordinary circumstances.
There are about four dozen inmates in Colorado who were given mandatory life sentences when they were children, many for heinous crimes.
Murder is never okay. Taking someone's life is never okay, but should we ever allow a second chance, a second look?
That's Democratic Senator Sherry John of Wheat Ridge questioning whether lives are being thrown away. She's one of the main sponsors of Senate Bill 181, which cleared the Senate overwhelmingly. Under the bill, juveniles must serve at least 30 years before they could even be considered for parole. To be clear, not all of the inmates would get the chance either. Violent sex offenders, for instance, are excluded. But the idea is to put Colorado in line with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that said it's cruel and unusual punishment to provide no chance of parole for prisoners who were sentenced as children.
They want to be able to petition the court for a resentencing hearing. I didn't say get out. I said, should they have a look? There are some who would stay in for the rest of their lives.
If it becomes law, a judge could consider the person's age at the time of the offense, their ability to understand the consequences of their actions, attempts at rehabilitation, as well as the impact of victims. The measure has met strong opposition from district attorneys around Colorado who say it will return dangerous felons to the streets. Most Senate Republicans support the bill, but some do oppose it, including Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango.
There are many victim families who are now living in terror at what this bill could do. They are re-victimized each time as they come forward to tell the story. It brings back all of these terrible memories. Many of them said those memories actually are with them every day.
But for Republican Senator Laura Woods of Arvada, the bill is not only about second chances, but acknowledging that the system may at times be too tough on offenders.
But I'll tell you, there are a dozen or more that went to prison for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Debate has been fierce over Austin Sigg. He was 17 years old when he admitted to the brutal slaying of 10-year-old Jessica Ridgway in Arvada. Woods said under the bill, he would not be eligible for early release, as some opponents worry, because of the heinous nature of his crimes. And also, Sigg was sentenced after the U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2012, so his mandatory life sentence is legal. Others sentenced after the court decision are also ineligible. The measure now heads to the House. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.